Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningninem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland government says safety of commuters is of paramount concern, conveys recommendations of high-level technical committee to NHIDCL. FSS AI to make mandatory labelling of salt, sugar and fat on packaged food items in bold letters and bigger font size. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan and Chief Minister Nipi Rio greet Sumi community on occasion of Tuluni Festival. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on 3-day visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Nagaland government has constituted a high-level technical committee, HLTC, following the rockfall incident along Chathe Patkai Bridge towards Kuki Dolong under New Jammu Kedema village on National Highway 29 on Friday. The HLTC submitted its report and recommendations, which were conveyed to the implementing agency, National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, for immediate action. As per the recommendations of the HLTC, NHIDCL was directed to carry out short-term measures and to undertake comprehensive study of the terrain and to take up necessary measures in order to address and mitigate the risk in future. The state government asserted that it is making all possible efforts to make road travel safe for commuters. However, it expressed distress over the incident at Pagla Pahar stretch of NH29, where a rockfall has resulted in injury of passengers and major damage to vehicle, stating that safety of commuters and interest of people is of paramount concern of the government. It urged the proactive and sincere response of NHIDCL to achieve this collective goal for safety of commuters. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has approved a proposal to display nutritional information regarding total sugar, salt and saturated fat in bold letters and increased font size on labels of packaged food items. The decision to approve the amendment in the Food Safety and Standards Labeling and Display Regulations 2020 regarding nutritional information labeling was taken in the 44th meeting of the Food Authority. The meeting was chaired by FSSAI Chairperson Apurva Chandra. Union Health Ministry in a statement said that the amendment aims to empower consumers to better understand the nutritional value of the product they are consuming and make healthier decisions. The ministry added that the draft notification for the said amendment would now be put in the public domain for inviting suggestions and objections. Along with empowering consumers to make healthier choices, the amendment would also contribute towards efforts to combat the rise of non-communicable diseases and promote public health and well-being. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan and Chief Minister Nipi Rio has greeted the Sumi community on the occasion of Tuluni Festival. In his message, the governor expressed hope that the festival strengthen bonds, foster unity and promote harmony within the community. Chief Minister Rio also hoped that the celebration would bring us closer together, strengthen our unity and bestow upon us the blessings of a rich and fruitful harvest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of the President of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin, to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. The leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries and exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. After wrapping up his Russia visit, the Prime Minister will reach Austria on Tuesday. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Modi will interact with members of the Indian community in Moscow as well as in Vienna. The pre-budget consultations for the Union Budget 2024-25, which started from 19th of last month, concluded on Friday. The pre-budget consultation meetings was chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In the course of consultations, more than 120 invitees across 10 stakeholder groups, including experts and representatives from farmer associations, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, as well as infrastructure, energy and urban sector, participated in the meetings. This news comes to you from Akashwani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Angami Youth Organization, AYO, has reiterated its stance on closing of shops and business establishments within the Angami jurisdiction on Sundays, except those permitted by the Municipal Council and District Administration. A press release from the AYO stated that it is perturbed to witness the disturbing trend in Kohima, where business establishments and roadside vendors are randomly opened on Sundays, in contrary to the directives issued by the Municipal Council and District Administration. In this regard, the AYO said, in collaboration with the various youth organizations and stakeholders, it will conduct checking and befitting course of action would be initiated on the defaulters. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG tomorrow, including those seeking a fresh examination. According to the cost list uploaded on the Apex Court's website, the batch of 26 petitions would come up for hearing before a bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Misra. Petitions filed by students demand a separate and independent investigation into the alleged NEET irregularities. The centre has filed an affidavit before the Supreme Court amid the escalating NEET row. The centre said there was no need to reconduct NEET UG 2024 in the absence of any evidence of large-scale irregularities in the examination. It also contended that a fresh exam would adversely affect the lives of lakhs of genuine candidates. Assam Rifles organized a comprehensive weapon display for the National Cadet Corps at Wokha District. The event aimed to provide the cadets with first-hand experience and a deeper understanding of modern weaponry. The weapon display showcased a variety of arms and equipment used by armed forces, giving the cadets an opportunity to familiarize themselves with the tools that are crucial for national security. In the interactive session, the cadets gained practical insights, enhancing their knowledge and sparking their interest. A press release from the Assam Rifles stated that the initiative highlights their commitment to youth empowerment and their pivotal role in fostering a sense of patriotism and service among the younger generation. In Assam, flood situation is slightly improved today in the state. However, the IMD has predicted heavy rains in some places at Lower Assam districts and Barak Valley. Nearly 24 lakh people have been affected in the second wave of floods. Over 53,000 displaced people are taking shelter at nearly 300 relief camps being run by the district administrations. National and State Disaster Response Force and other agencies are carrying out rescue and relief works. Health Department has deputed medical teams along with medicines for the flood-affected people. Along with essential food items, baby food and baby care supports are also being provided at relief centers. There was no report of outbreak of any diseases at relief camps so far. The Nagaland Football Association, NFA, has successfully conducted a selection trial for players aspiring to join the Junior Boys National Football Championship 2024-25. 83 young footballers participated in the trials, which were held on July 5th and 6th at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. Following rigorous evaluation, 31 players have been shortlisted for the final trial camp. The selected players will attend a training camp at Indira Gandhi Stadium starting from July 9th. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland government says safety of commuters is of paramount concern, conveys recommendations of high-level technical committee to NHIDCL. FSSAI to make mandatory labelling of salt, sugar and fat on packaged food items in both letters and bigger font size. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan and Chief Minister Nipi Rio greet Sumi community on occasion of Tuluni Festival and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on three-day visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.